From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Members of the Republican-controlled state Senate now get their chance to debate Colorado's annual budget bill. As Benza Brooklyn reports, it already cleared the Democratic-controlled House, with five Republicans joining the majority to support it.
Passing a balanced budget is the only thing lawmakers are required to do during their time at the Capitol. And now it's the Senate's turn to try and make changes to Colorado's roughly $8.5 billion discretionary fund. Lawmakers offered up roughly three dozen amendments, everything from cutting money from film incentives and adding it to public schools, to trying to eliminate a state program to provide long-acting reversible contraception to low-income young women. In the end, the original budget committee, which is evenly divided between Democrats and Republicans, will iron out any differences in the budget after it passes out of both chambers. Most of the proposed changes will not make the final cut. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Four members of the Army ROTC at Colorado State University Pueblo placed in the top 10 in a recent race at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. All 13 of the university's cadets completed the 26.2 Bataan Memorial Death March, which honors a group of World War II POWs in the Philippines. The four marchers placed in the top 10 in each of their individual categories. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.